Early morning. A clear spring day in Jerusalem, preparing for Passover. The streets full, noise, everywhere noise. The sharp, stabbing noise of questions. The news of Jesus, arrested, dragged to the palace of the Roman governor, Pilate. I lay against a wall, under my cloak, feigning sleep as sunlight stole across the stones. Just another traveler, listening, as always. At first, the air was full of wonder, surprise, even disbelief. But no outrage. Not one voice demanded his release. The man they'd celebrated and cheered just a week ago, lining his way with palm leaves, chanting, shouting his name. And you call me a traitor? Suppressed excitement, gleeful, bloodlust. The hair on the back of my neck prickled. The air crackled like the breaking of a thunderstorm high on the mountains.
They say he's a carpenter. Let's see how good he is with a wooden cross.
That was how I found out. The sentence stood. I'd sold my Lord for money I didn't want in rage I no longer felt. And no man on this earth could ever undo what I had done. I could see it all, right there and then. Dread and memory crowding in. I've walked past them often enough. The twisted and the tortured, dying on their trees. A forest of death lining the straight Roman road, crowning the hill of Golgotha.
You come in. You don't want to miss this.
Miss what?
They're bringing them out. Jesus Barabbas and Jesus the Nazarene. For the pardon. The Passover pardon.
My heart leapt. Of course. The Sanhedrin could recommend, the priests could condemn, but only Rome could execute. And a pardon! A pardon, of course! I ran from there, along the crowded streets, everyone heading to the governor's palace, hope soaring. He wasn't going to die. He'd be released. Of course he would. Why would they kill him? Barabbas, a rebel and murderer and thug, or Jesus, who never harmed anyone? I don't think I drew breath, darting between the carts and donkeys, and I wanted to shout with relief. Of course they can't kill him. I'm so stupid, of course. And he'll forgive. He'll understand. All I could think was Jesus, to know his gaze again. The crowd grew thicker, the noise rose as I neared the praetorium and I could make out the chanting. I joined in. God forgive me, I joined in. Better this criminal dies in agony than my innocent master. I'd never wanted the death of another man. But now I yelled as loud as I could, shaking my fist, the loudest and fiercest of them all.
Quiet! Quiet! Let the governor speak!
There he was, on the balcony, waving like a demigod. And then, brought out beside him, Jesus, beaten and silent, but soon to be free. Then we would pour ointment on those wounds. Then we would bathe him and care for him. I opened my mouth to cheer, but...
Kill him! Crucify him!
Crucify?
Crucify?
No! 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 Listen! Jesus stood, caked in blood, his face battered, his eyes swollen.
People of Jerusalem, this man has done nothing worthy of death, but this is your feast. Who do you want me to pardon? Who will I release? Jesus Barabbas? Or this Jesus, who calls himself the King of the Jews?
He stood there. No protest, no fear even. Just... Jesus. They brought out the terrorist. Roughed up, yes, but grinning, victorious. The courtyard rang with cheering. Wild. The crowd around me surged, and I was lifted off my feet, but somehow overtaken and pushed back so that I was spat out at the back, sent reeling. The whole world knows what happened to Jesus. I knew my scriptures. I had learned the book of Isaiah as a child, written in ancient times, prophecies reaching fulfillment in front of me.
He was despised and rejected by mankind. a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and held in low esteem. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities.
I turned away, stomach churning grief. I could hear the babble and the roar, but like a dream, there and not there, my limbs lead heavy, my heart broken. In all the confusion, I thought I heard John's voice, low and urgent, and I looked up, straight into the face of Mary, the mother of Jesus. She didn't see me, too full of anguish, her eyes blinded by tears. And then she was gone, pulled away by the baying crowd.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested?
No one. Not one voice was raised for my Lord Jesus. Not one. Not mine. I walked out of the town, down the execution road, past the soldiers and the slaves pulling down yesterday's dead, dragging out today's condemned men. Brutal Rome. And then a shout of laughter, and two slaves were sent running down the road with a crosspiece, old, splintered, a tree trunk black with dried blood.
Fit for a messiah.
I thought of my Lord's broken body under that weight, nailed to more than I could bear. Unbearable. I don't know when or how, but...
Old father, do you have a rope I could buy?
Do I look like a shopkeeper?
Just a rope, please, a cord. See, I can pay you. As old as you like, an old piece of...
I said no!
There was a donkey, tethered. The rope left trailing. I grabbed the rope and ran.
Oi, stop it!
It was a stumbling cage of bones, ancient. I pulled the rope from the bowed neck, fingers scrabbling, and scrambled on, up the hill, my heart bounding, throat burning, every breath a twist of pain. The rope greasy and cruel in my hands. At the crest, I look back. There, in the distance, the dark mass of the crowd, Jesus and the mob. The morning air carried their cries. I thought of the entry to Jerusalem those few brief days ago, and of his voice.
One of you is going to hand me over to the men who want to kill me.
He knew. He always knew.
The Son of Man will go just as the scriptures told us. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
There was a grove of olive trees in the next valley. I coiled a rope, ready.
The soldiers brought Jesus to Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. They nailed him to the cross. They divided up his clothes and threw dice to see who would get them.
The Psalm of David. They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.
The King of the Jews. A final mockery written above his head. People passing along the road jeered, shaking their heads. And the priests were right there mixing it up with the rest of them.
Messiah, is he? King of Israel? Then let him climb down from that cross. We'll all be believers then.
I saw the leper again, touched by Jesus, healed and made new. I saw Lazarus, bewildered, staggering from his tomb. I saw Mary kneeling at his feet. And I saw the love he poured out. This Messiah, I finally understood. Too late.
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over.
Too late. The first tree. I thought it was strong enough, but I broke the branch, throwing the rope, testing my weight, and then I had to climb up to get the thing back. The bark rough, the bough splitting. Olive trees, skinny, low. Maybe not such a mind racing. Sorrow, pain, despair,
such grief. Above the olive grove, a cedar anchored in the rocky hillside, and the sight of it sent me hurtling back to the early days with Jesus, sitting in the shade, listening to this man, this friend who loved me.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
Oh, dear God, I was weary.
I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Weary to my bones. How I longed to hear that voice, to know that love again. Too late. The buzzard circling above, waiting for me, cried, "Too late. Too late." At last, my feet bleeding, my lungs burning. It was all ready. The rope. The drop.
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani? My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
The sky an angry blue, almost black. And now I understood. My God, my servant God, his forgiveness and love, unending. Love itself, forgiveness itself. If only I could bend. Judas of Kerioth, a proud man, even now. I looked down at the hillside, dizzied, swaying, there on the rock, the tree above me, the blackening sky, a wind rising from the earth, rising from the earth. Strange and unfathomable. The ground began to tremble, rocks skittered down the hillside. The end of everything.
And when Jesus cried out again, in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open.
The world shifted on its axis. Rocks cracked and shattered. The wind roared, deafened by the noise, blinded by bitter tears. I stepped out into the dark grey nothing. And then, what of Judas then?